was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercise.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
I started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga.
Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around. It's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
DDP.
DDP. Radio.
So high five.
Hello, my fellow DDP Radio Warriors. What is happening? It is Wednesday night. It is 9 p.m. where I currently reside on the east coast of the good old US of A. And where you happen to reside, I don't know what time it is because you could be listening tonight. Could be listening on iTunes tomorrow. Could be Stitcher 2 weeks from now. Hell, it could be some random download you decided to click on 10 years into the future. So if you're into the future, I hope you are well. I hope I am skinny. I hope I am thin. I hope I am rich and famous and all that hullabaloo. So if I am, tell myself I said hello. We got an awesome show for you guys tonight. We got so much to cover. And as you guys know, it's been a tradition here on DDP Radio for quite a while. Back when the hosting crew was Paige and Robert and Stacy, and then Paige, Robert, Stacy, myself, that we would do this seasonal special. And when Stacy her book started taking off and she got so busy that she kind of had to step away from the show, I told her, we'll let you go. We'll free you from the penthouse of the DDP Radio Megaplex. But you have to come back every time Nancy's on every quarter because it's such an awesome conversation that we have here. And we time it to kind of align with every season because every season brings its own unique challenges when it comes to fitness and diet and nutrition, and you need certain things at different times of the year. So I treasure this time we have when Stacy comes back and when Nancy comes on with us every season, and I know so many people get so much out of it. So without any further ado, I'm going to welcome back our OG co-host here for DDP Radio, Stacy Morris. How are you?
I'm great, and it's always great to be back. It's like the old days, and thanks for having me back.
Oh, thank you so much, and of course from the Great White North. Hope you're feeling better, Crystal. I know you've been a little bit under the weather the past couple of weeks, so we appreciate you hulking up and getting here and getting on the radio with us, despite all of that. So welcome. And, of course, we were talking about just a second ago, Nancy Gavardi has been a fixture on this show for quite a while, and I think it was Dallas that saw one of her videos online and said, let's get her on the air and get her over here because, as I've said a million times before, she has so many different, specialties in the field of health and nutrition, and every time we're on here, I always get messages saying like they have to listen to it more than once just to kind of absorb everything because it's just so much great information. And it's our seasonal special guest, and we thank you for being here. From NancyGuberte.com, of course, Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. Nancy Guberte, welcome.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure with you guys.
Thanks, Nancy.
Oh, yes. We do appreciate it. And I know I love having Stacy on these shows too because sometimes I feel I get to kind of sit back and hear a conversation between two people who in my life know the most about this kind of topic, and it's kind of like a fly on the wall listening to you guys speak because you guys do have this kind of not only knowledge but experience. It's not like Stacy's like, you know, some skinny fitness model barking instructions at people. She's been through this to get where she is. She wasn't born on third base. She got to third base with hard work and determination and using these very methods and nutrition tips and health facts. And so you've got Nancy, who's this expert, and then Stacey Morris, who's this proof in the pudding. So it's
right.
Awesome to kind of hear this conversation go. And I'm going to kind of hand it off to Stacey because I think she kind of always has a good place to start, and the conversation kind of flows from there. So, Stacey, let's get this thing rolling, and make sure if you're listening, grab some paper and some pen, write some stuff down.
Yeah, absolutely. And, thank God for the rebroadcast, the archives, because Nancy and I tend to switch gears pretty quickly. There's a finite amount of time. So if we're going too fast, just, refer to the past episode. And, Mike, just let us know if there are any callers. We'd be happy to take calls.
All right.
So summer, we're in the obvious, season of summer, and it can be a real double-edged sword if you like to eat. I mean, back in my eating days, I would tend to recommit always, first of the year in January and summer, because my intention would be, all the fresh produce, and it's, the weather's nicer and I won't want to eat as much. And I would always find myself getting really tempted by the ice cream stands, which up in the Northeast here, they come alive. It's like the bears. They hibernate all winter and then they come alive in the spring. And the barbecues, the hot dogs, all the party foods that are more prevalent this time of year. And I totally understand the temptation. And, if you want to know more of how I transitioned from binge eater to healthy eater, that's in my first cookbook, Clean Comfort. But Nancy and I were talking before the show, and she's always got her finger on the pulse of the latest research. And sugar is just, it's always a huge temptation. This time of year, as much as any. And Nancy's going to talk about some of the latest stuff she's been discovering about excessive sugar and also gut health, which sugar is linked to that, memory, moodiness. I mean, I can tell you from my own experience, I was not a fun person to be around when I was in the throes of binge eating. My moods would go everywhere. So Nancy, do you want to talk? I mean, you can take it wherever you'd like to, but I know this can be a real, with soda, ice cream, and all the rest, it's a challenging time of year. And maybe if you share some of your latest findings, it might at least plant some seeds with people. And maybe even if you think twice about eating as much sugar, that's a start. So Nancy?
I love that, Stacey. I love it. So what we're going to do is share the research, plant the seeds, and even if you find it overwhelming, I still want to share this so you understand what's going on. Because we all know, all right, sugar's bad. Yeah, it could be a poison. Yes, it could feed cancer cells. But do we really know how it affects our adrenal system, how we can get agitated and moody and irritable, how it affects our focus and mental clarity, how it could even affect our libido, how it could affect our weight through our thyroid, but also latest research of opiate addiction, as well as the links to dementia. So, what I see is when we're younger, we may think, we're not thinking about dementia, Alzheimer's, we're not thinking of all of our adrenal system and why should we care about that, or our thyroid and our autoimmune. But if you at least have the information now, you could really see long-term, even short-term, but long-term, the negative impact that it has. And then I want to share a 9-step approach to getting your sugar and your cravings under control. So if we start with, I want to go right to the sugar, high sugar diet and opiate addiction, because you know, you don't have to go too far. You could watch 60 Minutes. You could read the local paper. You could hear about even what's going on in one's neighborhood. This is a real worldwide issue, and I see it in my practice. So many people are put on opiates from 20 years old to 60, 70 years old. And the problem is, what does that have to do with sugar? Well, research shows that refined sugar activates the reward center in the brain in the same manner as addictive drugs. A poor diet, you know, think of SAD, the standard American diet. It's linked to an overconsumption of simple carbohydrates, which turn into sugar, and refined sugars, as well as high fructose corn syrup. So they did this research, and they showed that anyone having a high sugar diet is more vulnerable to getting an opiate addiction. In addition, if one is actually taking Percodone, Percocet, Oxyten at lower dosages, and they're on a high sugar diet, they have to actually increase the prescription because it doesn't have the same effect. So there's this vicious cycle that goes on. And the these prescription drugs and the high sugar can interfere with our central nervous system functioning and really cause a whole list of things that you don't want to happen to your body. So you really want to look at, are you eating a nutrient-void diet or nutrient-dense diet? Mm-hmm. So if you're having processed foods, beverages containing high fructose corn syrup or even the sugar, it's all affecting your central nervous system, your adrenal system, your mental health, and that goes into mood management, road rage, memory, and it will also affect your GI health. So these are the things that seems really serious on a topic of how high sugar can affect you. With regard to our adrenal system, and, you know, people are like, oh, I'm exhausted, I'm tired all the time, or I'm just burnt out. You know, we all live stressful lives. The demands of either work or relationships or family put so much on strain on the body. And then what do we go for? We go for comfort foods. And this is where Stacy's books are amazing. And, you know, I have an Instagram that put all pictures of food, but if I'm, you know, I only follow 9 people and Stacy's one of them. And yeah. I always look forward to seeing what she's sharing on Instagram. So I would highly recommend that. But the constant sugar that comes into the body will affect negatively our adrenal glands, and then it drags the whole body down, and then it ultimately affects our thyroid, and that's where one may not be able to lose weight, and then one may not be able to sleep at night, but they feel sleepy during the day. So the adrenals, the thyroids are affected by sugar, and it actually affects the brain. It affects the forebrain, which coordinates and controls your hunger, your thirst, and your temperature, all involving your sleep and emotional status. So, again, when you're going for that high-sugar dessert, I always tell people, ask yourself, is this worth it? If you know the backstory, if you know what it's doing to your body, you may say, you know what, it's not worth it. I have to get this under control. So, yeah, I'm not saying go, you know, cold turkey. Some people just can't do that. But monitor it. Monitor if you're having over 21 grams of sugar a day. Because if you are, you're putting your whole body in jeopardy. And it's something we call this sugar perpetual cycle. So first you eat the sugar, and you like it, and you crave it, and it does have those addictive properties. Then the second thing, the blood sugar levels spike. So the dopamine, the neurotransmitter, is released in the brain that makes you feel good for that moment. But what happens is that addiction starts in the brain. Then the insulin is secreted. Then your blood sugar levels fall rapidly, so you get that tiredness. And now your body craves that lost sugar high. So what do? You go for more. And we get into this hunger and the cravings, and it increases the appetite, and then the cycle repeats. And then
Nancy, what you're saying is that not only are all these undesirable things happening to the body by way of sugar, but it's conditioning the brain to expect and to want.
Yep, 100%. 100%. So it actually affects everything. Yes.
So is it, so everything I was taught in nutrition school, eventually when the body becomes accustomed to sugar, will your body not convert that sugar into fat if it's not using it for energy?
Well, so now we involve the liver as well. So if we have excess sugar in our body, the liver is also, it's a drug, right? So the liver is our filtering organ. And when it can't do its job or we get clogged with too much of it in our body, it will then be fat in the body.
Right.
And that's where you
could
get fatty liver disease. That's where you get around the belly. But it also affects our GI health. So it can definitely cause candida overgrowth. And that's something that I really try to make everyone aware of candida overgrowth, because lots of conventional doctors still don't understand it, even though there are tests, stool tests, urine tests, saliva tests, and even blood tests to show if you have candida in your body. Overconsumption of sugar will cause candida, and then you'll have that bloated belly. You won't absorb your nutrients.
Right.
It's just a horrible feeling, and you do get mental fogginess as well, and it affects it hormonally. It's really not a friend. So, yeah, there's so many levels.
Wow.
That's fascinating the way you put that. I mean, I got to ask you professionally, I know this isn't an exact science or anything because they haven't really approached it this way, but I remember last year when I started gaining weight again and I fell into a little funk. Part of the reason why I fell into that funk is I kind of slipped on my diet and everything started to fall apart. And then I started looking around at people that I knew that had lost weight and then that they had gained it back. And I thought to myself, this is just going to be an uphill battle for the rest of my life, and I don't think I have the patience to just keep fighting this every single day. And when you put it like that, are we treating obesity all wrong? Like, should this be treated like an addict? We would treat a heroin addict or a cocaine, you know. We tell people just, go eat a salad and go on your way. Like, this seems like it's something that should be treated with rehab-type procedures rather than some other things.
100%. And I'll tell you, I have seen a lot of recovering alcoholics. And what do they go for? They go for sugar, because if we look at the molecular structure and the breakdown, it gives them the same reward to a degree, and they all have candida overgrowth. So, yes, that's a great point, because and there's a lot. You need a support system. You need a mentor. But it needs to be, you know, like if you think about the 12 steps programs, you always are assigned a mentor. So if you're slipping, you know, you're not going to generally call your doctor. You'd have to go in, and insurance only pays for annual visits and everything else. But it would be amazing if you had a mentor and you could text them, call them, and say, hey, I am just out of control here, and I just feel like it's an uphill battle, and I need that support. Because really, the mindset is what is also going to determine the success of any program. And the addictive qualities, personality, this cycle that happens can only be met with supplements to remove, say, the candida, supplements to balance the dopamine, the neurotransmitters, so you could feel that high without the sugar.
Mm-hmm.
You could take homeopathic remedies. You know, that's where I'm a proponent of the functional medicine testing, where it actually tests your neurotransmitters. It checks your dopamine, your serotonin, your norepinephrine, your epinephrine, and it checks your excitotoxins. So I'm able to see if the individual has an imbalance, and then I'm like, hey, we need to balance that so you don't go for the sugar and the white flour, and you then will not lose weight. So I work on the brain and the GI health and the adrenal system. So obesity is not handled properly. And then what can the practitioner say? The conventional ones will say, well, you didn't have willpower. Well, you didn't have willpower because biomedically you were imbalanced, and it's mm-hmm. impossible to succeed that way. In addition, the sugar actually blocks the absorption of some essential minerals like magnesium, and magnesium is also such an important mineral. If you're not taking it, I would highly recommend looking at magnesium citrate. If you look at your digestion, if something's off, and if you're bloated or if you don't eliminate, then you know that right there is showing you that you're deficient in it. If you're on a high sugar diet, you're probably deficient in magnesium. That's also going to help the mood and the focusing. So you see, there's such a ripple effect, and it affects the cortisol, the functions of the brain, the organs. And when you have, Mike, when you have that feeling like this is going to be an uphill battle for the rest of my life, yes, if we're not dealing with it biomedically, if we're not looking at the core issue. And why would I encourage you and anyone else to go ahead with this? You know, I always say your health is worth it because you are worth it. But I also look at lifestyle. You know, we're here to live a happy life. And you can't do that if you don't feel good in your skin, if you feel like you're uncomfortable in your clothes, if you don't have the energy, if you feel that you are out of control. And many times people do. So that's an important reason. And then if we look at another important reason, you know, no one wants to get dementia or Alzheimer's. And dementia is very, very linked to dietary, poor nutritional habits. It shows all the time with this, whereas Alzheimer's is more inflammatory, and then once the brain isn't once it's hard and the plaque buildup is too great, then it's very hard to reverse or improve. But dementia, always linked to, we look at thyroid, we look at toxins in our food supply, we look at sugar. I can't tell you how many people I see in the later years of life, and they are addicted to sugar. Sugar, and then they'll have their wine, and they're not eating a balanced meal. And when we do the testing, they are so imbalanced, and they either have mold or they have candida overgrowth. So there is a lot of research that shows neurodegenerative diseases from our food, and the ones that we point to are, we point to the sugars, we also point to the white flour. We point to the gluten because gluten causes inflammation. So as bad as sugar is, gluten is the same, and it's not a trend to eat gluten-free. It's actually healthy. So think of inflammation in your stomach and in your brain. Goes into the joints, can mimic arthritis. There's nothing nutritional about it. I'm not saying go out and buy gluten-free cookies and gluten-free waffles and gluten-free bagels. I'm telling you to go eat really nutritious food. And again, I always take a picture of what we're eating, and I always say it's nutritious and yummy. It's nutritious and delicious. So there are foods out there, and it's very easy even to make. It's very, very, it's doable. You just need planning.
And
so,
Nancy, I know you're a fan of not going cold turkey, and especially with sugar, because it's just, unless you literally are, you know, in a rehab or you're in a controlled facility, it's too difficult. But what are some of the things you yourself enjoy when you get a sweet tooth? Because it's all about finding options that aren't going to damage you.
Right. So I would say it all starts from the minute you get up. What are you having? You want, because that will dictate the rest of the day. And breakfast is really an important meal. You haven't eaten all night. What are we going with? If we look at the American breakfast, it's not really good. So what are we starting our day with? I recommend starting with a protein because you will right away get on the right track and you will be fuller faster than having some carbohydrate, some bread, some bagel. Doesn't do it. With that protein, you could have, especially this time of year, you could have your fruit. Right? But you want to go for the lower sugar fruits, the berries, the apples, the pears, you know, mangoes, bananas, higher glycemic index, not so good. You could start off if you're on the go and running out and you're not a morning person, you don't want to make anything. You can actually make a high protein shake the night before. Keep it in the fridge, and then just stir it up. So I like to do that as well, and I use unsweetened, so delicious coconut milk. On my Instagram, I actually show the ingredients, and it's really easy. So you get the unsweetened coconut milk. You could add some ice if you like it really chilled. You could throw in some berries. If you want it creamy and thicker, you could put an avocado in there. I like to use avocados. Many people use bananas, but avocado is going to keep you fuller. It's a great fat for your brain, for your skin. It doesn't make you fat. It makes you full. And then I throw in Whole Foods has their whole leaf stevia, which is organic, and that could sweeten it. So you can, and then I throw in a pea protein. So I go with an organic unflavored pea protein. Whole Foods offers it. There's other companies you could check. And so pea protein is going to give you enough protein. And then everything else is going to be really sweet. So it's satisfying any sugar cravings, but it's also nutritious, and it's going to fill you up. So you could make a whole blender's worth and take that to go. And then when you get home from work, if you're hungry while you're cooking, you could have another glass of that, as opposed to what do most people go for, chips or, you know, something, again, that they just stick in their mouth because they're hungry, but it's void of nutrients. So that's one thing. Exactly. And then if you want something, you know, if you're getting full, having an, I love to get an apple, slice it super thin, and sprinkle cinnamon all over it and get my sliced almonds from Trader Joe's and just scoop that all up. First of all, it takes a long time to eat. It's very sweet. It also has protein. It has cinnamon. That also helps with the weight. Do doing things like that, having, if you want, if you have organic grapes, you know, you wash them and you stick them in the freezer or the fridge. They're nice and cold. They're, you know, like I had strawberries the other day, and I said to my son, this is better than candy. I don't understand why people have candy. I mean, these strawberries are amazing. They're organic strawberries. So, you know, if you want something sweet, you could find sweet stuff that's not artificial that will definitely satisfy you. If you need some chocolate, get some dark chocolate. You can you could melt it over, you know, drizzle it over some fruit if you really need that. You know, there's so many things you can do. Drizzle it over almonds. So, you know,
tons
just
of
watch
options.
The portion.
Tons of options. We have actually a question from one of our, this guy is one of our longtime listeners, Travis Roberts. And he wants to know two things. What you think about adding aloe in the morning? I know people have, I've heard of drinking and eating aloe. And also your thoughts on intermittent fasting, which is a very huge thing right now.
Okay. So for the fasting, intermittent, it's, you know, I would say it's a personal preference. It doesn't work for everyone. And I would just, this is where I always recommend keeping a journal. So it's beyond a food journal. I would track the hours that you are fasting and track how you feel. If you feel amazing and you have your energy, your weight is where you want it to be, your mental clarity is great, your mood is great, then continue. Now, if you have some health conditions and you don't feel good and you're either lightheaded or you're fatigued, or you do that fasting and then mentally you have this mindset like, hey, I could eat this because then I'm going to fast for these many hours, if it plays with your mindset, then don't do it. But as long as it works for you, it's not, and it's not harmful to, you know, your energy output, your mental thinking, or your mood, or your weight management, then that's great. As far as aloe, if it's organic aloe, I mean, it, you know, it helps heal the body. Obviously, if you're not allergic to it, you don't have an adverse reaction, and I would recommend, you know, the actual organic piece, then, you know, it's great for, it's anti-inflammatory. So, like, I like to start the day with having a squeezed lemon in some lukewarm to hot water to cleanse the body. And then I go through, you know, having my water, and that works for me. Some people like to put ginger in it. Some people like to put the apple cider in it. Again, if it works, there's no harm. And if we were to provide, like Stacy said, some type of way where we could not, as opposed to going cold turkey, if we could do some type of like sugar detox plan, if we have a 9 steps, the first thing would be to look through your house and remove anything that has processed sugar and flour. If you get it out of your house, it won't be there, right, for you to pick at. If you have it at work, I would remove it from, you know, your desk area at least. And then that would be my first step. My second step would be to look at what you're drinking and to drink only water. If you, many people say they don't like water. So you can flavor it with lemon, lime. This time of year you could flavor it with fruits, cucumbers. You want to look at that, because any sugar in liquid form is even worse than sugar in like a Twinkie, right? Because it goes immediately into the bloodstream. And even Gatorade has like 14 teaspoons of sugar, whereas a 20-ounce Coke has about 15 teaspoons. So that's going to be bad. You want to stay away from that. And then step 3 would be, you know, start the day with a high-protein meal, be it a smoothie or be it, you know, a complete egg. You know, sometimes people think we have to eat egg whites, but the whole egg is very filling, and it offers a lot for an individual. Step 4 would be making sure you eat healthy carbs. So, you know, not all carbs are evil, but if we could look at sweet potatoes and beets and some squashes and even apples and pears and berries, those are considered carbohydrates, right? So the next step would be to eat enough healthy fat, and lots of times people get afraid to have any nuts or seeds or olive oil or, like I mentioned, avocados in a smoothie. There's also wild-caught seafood or wild Alaskan salmon. I would look for grass-finished meats and as well. And then the next step 6 would be, I would say, keep healthy snacks with you always. You know, think about Murphy's Law. You could be in line, you could be at an airport, you could be stuck in traffic, you could be anywhere, and then you just are starving and there's nothing there. But what you will find if you're driving, you will find fast food restaurants that aren't healthy, or if you're at an airport, you could find vending machines that aren't good. So you always want to be prepared with something healthy in your car, your bag, on a commute, when you're traveling, wherever you're going, you should have a nice combination of protein, carbs, and fats in your snacks. And remember to reduce food sensitivities. And this goes back to journaling. If you suspect that you don't feel good after you eat this particular food, and it could be actually healthy, but you just, like, say a sweet potato, you just don't feel right after you have that, write it down. And if there's a pattern, then remember, that's a food sensitivity. It may not show up in your blood if you did a blood test, because you may not be allergic to it, but you have a sensitivity and an intolerance. You can't break it down. That causes inflammation. And yep, when we have inflammation, you get bloating, gas, headaches, nausea, and then what are you going to do? Usually you go for pasta or bread to calm that feeling down. So look at what you may not be feeling good about when you eat. Step 7, I would say, lower your stress level. This is not always easy. You know, look around. If you have any toxic people in your life and you can get rid of them, that's great, or avoid them, or learn how to deal with them, because stress raises your cortisol level. It causes hunger. It stimulates the fat storage all going on at the same time. So maybe deep breathing, you know, do the yoga workout, unwind, refocus. Step 8 would be get plenty of sleep, because that's going to help control your hunger. And then step 9 is always including with what I like about the yoga is that you could also do strength training, because that's going to, your muscles will use the glucose. So that means less glucose in the bloodstream to elevate your sugar and increase your cravings. So, you know, doing a little weight training with all of this can help you reduce your sugar easier than you think. You know, at first it may be difficult because it's something new, but I would say, you know, it's worth it. You're worth it, and you'll start to feel amazing in no time.
Mm-hmm.
You said something. I want to touch on this real quick because.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Stace.
Go ahead, Mike.
No, I was going to bring up one thing. She had touched on one thing she had said. I know that you, Nancy, have been all in the food, you know, business for a while. You're well versed in it. I know Stacey is, and doing this show, I think I consider Crystal and myself pretty well informed. But I think the average casual food consumer, the person that's just trying their best and is going to grab something on the way home, is so misled by the perception of what's healthy and not healthy. And I think you put it great about, you know, the hidden sugars and things. you go to a store and you think you're making the healthy choice, and then you just realize that you're doing nothing. I remember even up to a couple of years ago, my wife and I would order a sandwich, and we were going to get a sandwich at a local sandwich place, and she'd say, "Oh, let's go to Subway. It's healthier." And then you look it up; it's not healthier, but we're marketed that Subway is healthy options. So I think that a lot of times that the average casual person is just getting inundated with sugars that they think they're with the best intentions consuming in good health. And I think that having that food on hand and knowing what you're getting into is important, and educating people on what they've been their whole lives been fed and educated is healthy actually is hidden in a lot of layers of unhealthiness.
Exactly. And, you know, you're not looking at it, or when people pick something up, they never think, oh, wow, this has this in it. You know, I had someone ask me, oh, this skinny, it was what I called a skinny cookie. How's that? And, you know, well, let's look at the label together. And then, you know,
right.
There's 42 grams of sugar. This is not. Ugh. It's just because they use that word, or they use the word natural. And that's why on my blog, I have about sugar detox. I have the different names of sugar because I want, you know, you could print it out and go to the store with that. And then one day I had a little fun with my son. We went to a local health food store, and I was like, hey, let's do, you know, it was very ad hoc. I was like, let's just get our phone. Let's pick up a few items in this health food store, and let's just go through the labels. And that's what we did. And it's on the blog. It's on my YouTube. It's just called Going Beyond the Food Label. And I went down the chocolate bar section. I went, you know, to macaroons because I make homemade ones using stevia for one of my sons. And I was like, let's pick up the one that they have here and let's look at the deception. And, you know, even in the health food store, so you think you're going to local health food store, a big health food store, and, you know, A, they must be organic, and B, it must be healthy, and it's not.
Nope.
So read the labels, and I say if you can't pronounce it and you don't know what's in it, don't eat it, because it
right.
definitely could be carcinogenic. I had a doctor the other day say, oh, I'm taking this supplement, and I was like, oh, dear, okay. Let's look at it. And the additional ingredient, besides the fact that we don't know where it was derived from, the additional ingredients had dyes, yellow dyes, red dyes, blue
yeah.
dyes. That is carcinogenic. It's
yep.
in prenatal vitamins all the way up to, you know, pills. So if there's a color to it, it's a dye. And that's carcinogenic. Why would we want to take that brand? There are other brands that don't have the dyes. So that's what you're talking about, Mike, is like it's just misconception where we have to be a smart, savvy purchaser. But if we're not aware, it's not that we're not intelligent, it's that we don't have the awareness. And that's why I like coming on 4 times a year with Stacy and you guys, so we can at least spread the truth. And then just even make you ponder, make you think, huh, what's in that? You know what? Let me look. Let me check.
You know what I think is really great about you coming on, Nancy, is you get I've even heard this from some people after having you on the show, and they always say along the lines of the same thing, you have the amazing ability to get people off of autopilot thinking. So where they would just make an empty choice out of habit, which is really important, which is, you know, because
that's great.
It'll affect your health later, either way. So.
And exactly, and no one's going to be there with you. You know, no doctor's going to be there with you. No food company's going to be there with you, holding your hand when you're going through an operation or a treatment
right.
that you don't want to go through. And, you know, it's just if we could do a little shift in our thinking and our approach and say, I have to be my best health advocate. That's right. All I want is that everyone says, hey, you know what? I am worth it. Who dictates what garbage is going to go into me? I dictate that. So I have a choice. I don't have to purchase the product from the company that doesn't care. You know, or even when companies say, when they saw a loss in their profits, then they decide to make something organic. Okay, but organic Cheetos are still not healthy.
Right.
You know, so you have to look at, do you think they did that because they cared about me? No. They cared about their company. So if you see natural flavors in any processed food, those natural flavors, most of the time, the majority of the time, they are flavors that excite your taste buds and send a message to the brain for you to consume more.
More.
So they are also playing on the addictive part of the brain. And here we go. It goes on and on and on. So you want to look at what is in there. And if you have some, you know, want to have some fun, I'd say call them up and say, hey, what is that?
You probably do that, don't you?
Yeah, well, I do. And, you know, natural flavors in some strawberry and raspberry yogurts like Yoplait can actually be from the secretions of a beaver. So I'm like, I wonder how many people really know they're having that, because that's pretty gross, you know?
Oh, God.
I think this is my idea. We're going to pitch this to the network. Nancy and Stacy with a Jessica Fletcher-type murder mystery, but instead they're busting food companies with unfair business practices. We're going to pitch it to the network.
Okay. Let's do it.
It would be fun. I'll tell you. We had – my son and I had a blast in the health food store, and now you have to, like – first of all, you couldn't, you know, really let them see that you were videotaping their products. And then you're like, oh, my gosh, but this information needs to get out there. Look at this chocolate bar. I'm like, can someone open this bag and just have one of them? You know, then I was, like, getting, like – you need to get angry because you're like, I know someone who buys this little bag is going to eat the entire contents of this bag, and they're going to have like 150 milligrams of sugar, and we're supposed to limit it to 21 a day. You know, so that could be something you could start with. How much, and I would do this with schools. I would say to the kids, I'm saying, if I can't get to the parents because they don't want to hear it, they just want to keep their kid quiet and, okay, give them whatever. That was the majority, unfortunately. I was like, let's educate the kids. Let's make them aware. So I would be like, okay, you go home and you read all that, and I'll come back tomorrow, and I want you to tell me how much. These kids were coming back with, we have 150 grams. I was like, oh, great.
Yep. Oh, you can get that from one drink at Dunkin' Donuts.
Exactly. And that's
really
a good point. Because summertime, what are we going for? What are most people going to? Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, I don't know even what they're called, Frappuccinos, or I don't know what the frozen ones are called. And that's, besides the fat grams and the calorie, what about the sugar?
Yeah, well, I made a fluffy today in my Vitamix with just good coffee, almond milk, and some ice cubes, and a little stevia, and it was delicious.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. You can do it, you know, and it tastes good. And you're saving money, too, because those drinks are pretty expensive.
Oh, yeah.
And just to put this real quick, Sweet Comfort on Stacey's website, she's got all kinds of recipes out there, and when you kind of go out of your way to make some of these recipes that Stacy does, where she takes like those classic recipes that we all, I don't care who you are, the certain things you're going to crave at certain times, but you do them in a way that makes it more, you know, palatable to somebody who wants to be healthy without sacrificing that kind of stuff. And I swear to God, when you drink those like smoothies and desserts or eat those desserts that you come up with, you kind of think to yourself, what's the point of even going the extra mile to go and do the sugar-loaded crap when you've got this option right in front of you? people don't realize that a lot of stuff that you can, like in Stacy's books are basically about that, is about you don't have to give up the things you love because you're trying to change your healthy eating. There are changes and trade-offs that can be made to still enjoy what you're eating.
Yeah, and it's like Nancy said, you just it involves time. There's no way around that. Unless you have, you know, a staff or somebody you can hire, time, research, a little diligence, but it becomes a rhythm, you know. And don't try to take it all on at once, but just change habits little by little, work on stuff, and pretty soon you'll see the strings start to move. It just becomes the norm, and your palate adjusts, and you don't want as much sugar as you once did. But you have to give it time and patience, you know. But it's very, I'm living proof it's achievable. And believe me, no, I still find myself wanting to believe the promises and the labels of some of the things I see. But I realize, wait a minute, whose corner are they really in? And the truth is, not mine. So you have to be an advocate. And Nancy, I wanted to ask you about your program. I know you've kind of scaled back and you offer it once a year, but people can go to your website and all your social media pages and get lots of great tips, and they can consult with you by phone or Skype.
Right. So I have this. It's the Look and Feel Great method. It's taking all these past 18 years of functional medicine testing and seeing what were the steps to really reach optimal health. And when I talk about optimal health, it's the mental health. It's the mood management. It's being able to focus, because so many people can't. It's having that clarity. It's also being in control of our mood, but also having energy, being so energized. Looking at all of the test results through the years, it was very obvious that there was a pattern. So I put that together, and that's a 9-week online program. And, you know, we actually moved it where you can get access to it at any time now. They shifted the technology group. And each week there's actually a task for you to do. So you watch a video, you listen to an audio, but then it's like, okay, it's time to implement. And if you implement, send it to me, and you will get my feedback for 9 weeks, because I don't want you to not have that mentor going through this program. And then I have a monthly membership for people who, if they want to learn about, you know, a broad range of health topics, so like what are natural remedies for, you know, different health conditions, how do I deal with summertime viruses, the mosquitoes, the Lyme, parasites, and then how do I deal with cold and flu season? But we start off with mindset and setting a 90-day goal, and that's monthly memberships where, again, you get videos and audios and you get sheets of all this information, because I want to make everyone aware of so many health conditions and how you can find a natural remedy. And it can go partner with conventional, if you're going conventional, or you may want to try this way approach first. But the information that's not mainstream media is what's in what I call a total wellness empowerment membership. And it's just, you know, again, on social media, if anyone has any questions, with all of the things that's going on with Facebook these days, just because of their API, it's a technical background of what they're doing, I post now to my business page any health stuff, because they're making a change where you can't post to your personal and your business page scheduled posts. So they want you on your personal Facebook page in a few days, 2 weeks, where you just are able to post in the moment, but you can't schedule posts. So all my blogs are on my Facebook business page. But, you know, again, if you go to my website, Nancy Gaberti, there's a lot of free resources there. There's a detox audio that you could listen to, and you could start on your way to optimal health, because that's the most important thing, feeling great.
Feeling great. And, you know, Nancy is, you can tell by listening to her, super, super healthy herself. She walks it, but she's very, very non-judgmental, because I've always been open with her. The times that I slip and slide and make great choices, and she is nothing like, you know, what you might expect from such a healthy eater. She's very warm-hearted and does not judge. So I just wanted to put that out there too.
Well, you know what? I feel like no one wants to be judged, and no one should be judged, and we're all human, and, you know, no one's perfect. We all have our moments. So I'm here to help.
Okay.
If you are in a position who wants to reach out, this show, I know for a lot of people who are just trying to jump into the, you know, the getting healthier or something like that, listening to something like this may be overwhelming. Like, okay, so having that resource where you can reach out to Nancy, if you're a newcomer who's listening to this and a lot of this seems foreign to you or overwhelming, NancyGaberti.com, you are so good at breaking it down for not just for people on the radio show who have kind of been here for a while, but also the everyman, you know, putting it in terms or in context of way for somebody who's starting out, for taking that first plunge, can access that information. So definitely check out Nancy's website, and I thank you so much for being here, and thank you, Stacy, for coming back. And also, well, real
Good
quick,
Stacy,
I know you were one of the OGs here, and of course, I just want to real quick another OG in the family, Robert McLaren. It is his birthday today, and he's down in Orlando with Paige.
Oh.
Want to send him a whole lot of love.
Happy birthday, Robert. I didn't know that.
Happy birthday, Robert. And, of course, tomorrow, a current GDP Radio star, Crystal Stewart, is turning 21 years old. So congratulations and happy birthday to Crystal.
Oh,
Robert,
happy birthday,
Crystal.
Thank you.
So happy birthday to the crew.
Go have a healthy treat.
Absolutely. And, of course, StacyMorris.com. If you've listened to the show anytime, you know all the good stuff Stacy's bringing to that table over there at StacyMorris.com. Nancy Gaberti on every platform, NancyGaberti.com. Thank you guys so much. It has been a fun show.
Thanks, Mike.
I guess it'll be fall before we know it, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, God.
No. Enjoy summer while it's here.
Everything.
Right,
pumpkin everything. All right, we will be back next week. Thank you so much. Crystal, do you have a quote to fire us off with?
You know what? I don't have one tonight because I've been sick.
I don't have
so
one
sorry.
Tonight. Quote,
no.
Crystal Stewart. That is
I
the
know.
Quote. I don't have one tonight. Quote, unquote, Crystal
I'm
Stewart.
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. We hope you feel
it's
better.
It's your birthday.
You're
entitled.
Weather.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I got a pass.
All right, well, here we go. To quote the legendary Diamond Dallas Page, own your life. And we will see you guys next week. Recap of the GDP Radio, or sorry, GDP Yoga Retreat next week. Until then, have a great week. And remember,
own
it, my friends. Hit the mat. Eat healthy. Live your life best you can. NancyGaberti.com. StacyMorris.com. See you guys. Have a great week.
Yeah.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh!
Into the Diamond Cutter!
I don't believe it! Diamond
wow!
Cutter out of the powerbomb!
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.